Come on, Edie, we'll be late for the show.
I'm coming, George. You walk so quick. You got the ticket?
Of course I got the tickets. Come on.
Stalls on your left, servant to the right.
Come on, Edie.
Oh, George, hold on.
What's up now?
Something's gone.
What do you mean, something's gone?
Me elastic.
Oh, God, blimey.
It's no good. You'll have to give me a couple of minutes.
That is an excerpt from Period of Adjustment. Another in our series, a film worth remembering, which is more than can be said for the next half hour.
However, for the more tolerant listener, here's a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Louisa Jolly Goodfellow, the Tennis Racket Makers String Quartet, Miss Wendy Wristwatch.
She'll give you a good time.
To continue, Dame Sybil Shapiro, the High Lama of Leatherhead, and, of course, Mr. Kenneth Horne, the man the BBC nearly transferred to a northern town.
What they actually said was, why don't you go to Hull?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Hello and welcome to Beyond Our Ken. Well, I did have a nice joke about a new low-cut evening dress, but the producer wouldn't wear it. So instead, let me tell you some of the things that have happened since we last met. Monday, I visited my aunt in East Finchley. Now, as you go down Brisket Avenue, it's the 11th house. And when she first moved there, she didn't know what to call it. You know, the Larches, Maurepoe, Cozy Cottage. Well, finally, she had a brainwave and called it Number 11 Brisket Avenue. Anyhow, I really went down to my aunt's house because she's got 5 stories and 4 of them are filthy. But on Tuesday, a new suit that I'd ordered arrived from the tailor's, and when I tried it on, I found the trousers were much too short. In fact, they really didn't come up to my expectations. So on Wednesday, I complained to the tailor that the suit didn't fit, and he cut up rough, which I think must have been the trouble in the first place. So anyway, I'm seriously thinking of changing tailors, and I'm going to have a chat with Elizabeth. Well, on Thursday, as it was the 15th Thursday after St. Sedgwick's plenipotentiary, I was invited down to the New Forest for the old Sedgwickians' annual ceremony of kneading. Well, now, frankly, it was all rather a mystery to me. The ceremony appears to consist of 30 men and 30 women setting off into the forest, and for the life of me, I can't understand what they could possibly need. Now, on Friday, I spent a quiet day at home reading. I browsed through one book, which was The Postscript by Adeline Moore. And then I read one of those show business autobiographies, which started me thinking.
Each year brings its crop of show business stories. New bids for stardom, overnight successes, backstage dramas, shows and personalities that set the world talking. But in the glitter and glamour of it all, let us not forget those whose praises often remain unsung.
Tonight, therefore, we pay tribute to those stalwarts of any English seaside, the Summer Concert Party, that gallant band of entertainers who every year, night after night, drive holidaymakers out into the rain again.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Twinkle Dolls. Or keep right on to the end of the pier.
The scene is one of our lesser known resorts. In fact, it's more of a last resort. Bogglesham. Either place situated on the east coast, except when the tide comes in, then it's on the west coast.
This then was Bogglesham. The time, June.
I told you we should never have come to this place.
Oh, chuck it. You're always complaining.
Well, it's not much fun, is it? The cardboard on my cowboy hat's gone all soggy.
I can't help the weather.
No, but if I'd had my way, we'd have just stayed home in Manchester.
But it wasn't only the early holidaymakers who were having their problems. Down at the end of the pier, the Twinkle Dolls were rehearsing for the start of another season.
All right. All right. All right, boys and girls. Oh, shut up now. We'll have a go at the opening chorus once more. Olive? Olive. Olive, dear, put that gin down and get back to the piano. Right. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. The curtain's up and the show has begun. The Twinkle Dolls are off on a merry spree.
Where's Mom, Don?
A smile or two.
We've lots of good things in store for you.
So if you haven't anything much else to do,
we'll have a care on a party.
Boys and girls, please.
Well, it's her. She's always off key.
Well, I'm not.
You are. You are a right mezzo-soprano.
Would you mind, mezzo-soprano?
Have you looked at yourself lately?
You can talk, Meredith Frinton. The debonair darling of the land, lady.
I can't help it if I'm the best juvenile lead in the country.
You're the oldest juvenile lead in the country.
You keep out of this, Hedley Anson, or I'll tear that astrakhan collar off your blazer. You should read your theatrical papers more closely. Then you'd have seen what they said about me last year. The Bobby Darin of Babbicombe.
What about my write-up, then? Hedley Hansen supplied all the lines.
Yes, while you were singing Pagliacci.
He's just said it's a hidden
All right, all right. All right, all right. All right.
That's enough. Now, it's no good us getting all upset like this. We can't expect to have everything right in the 30th week of rehearsal. Trouble is, I detect a certain lack of togetherness amongst us. Except for our soubrette and tenor, of course, and we all know about their togetherness, don't we? Anyhow, choose hour. I'm sure it'll all be all right on the night. Oh, my name's not Happy Harry Halliday. Principal comic, laugh a minute and a gag for every occasion.
Mm. Well, shove one in your mouth now. Here comes the corporation manager, Mr. Septimus.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Mr. Septimus. And on behalf of us all, I'd like to say it's quite a corporation you've got.
Thank you.
You must be very proud of Boggleton.
Oh, yes, gets more popular every year. Recently, we've been having a lot of these big political conferences here, you know.
Oh, I suppose that makes quite a difference.
Oh, rather, for one thing, the donkeys on the beach haven't any hind legs left.
Yes. Well, I don't think you've met everybody. This is Gwen Whittaker, our very versatile singer. It does a bit of everything. No, don't get me wrong. I mean, she does paper tearing, glove puppets, and bending iron bars.
Well, I won't shake hands then. How do you do?
I'm pleased to meet you. I can also throw my voice.
Yes, you should throw it away.
Oh, yes, and this is Meredith Frinton.
Hello, Mr. Septimus. I'm very pleased to have you know me.
And now I want you to meet a beautiful and enchanting member of our company.
You've already introduced me.
I'm talking. Talking about Sally, our very lovely soubrette and piano accordionist, Sally Tremaine.
Hello, Mr. Septimus.
Isn't she pretty as a picture?
Yes, she hasn't got a bad frame either.
Here, right there. Lovely figure, our little Sally. Mind you, she has to go carefully with her piano accordion. Anyhow, lastly, I'd like to introduce you to Hedley Hansen.
How do you do?
Tenor.
That's about all he's worth.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you all. I'm sure this will be a very happy little show by the sea. I only wish I could be cast in it.
Don't go yet, Mr. Septimus. Stay and watch the rehearsal. We've just about to hear from our tenor, Hedley Hansen. Righto, Ed.
Thank you. Olive, all right, dear. Could you give me a little C, dearie, please? She'll have to go. No, middle C, love. It's the one halfway up on the right. It's marked with a pencil.
Yes!
doesn't he sing well? I just love that tremor he has in his voice.
That's not a tremor, dear. He's standing on a loose floorboard.
Ah, you're right there. Careful of them floorboards, Edley. The sea comes right up at high tide and the salt water's rotted them.
All right, all right. I'll try my encore now. Thank you again, Olive. In answer to your wonderful ovation, I shall sing grand old favourite. Thank you. Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. Oh, I do. Oh, 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 oh.
Well, he has got his wish.
This is terrible.
Oh, it's tragic. What are we going to do? The show opens in a few nights.
Well, you know, I know this is going to sound ludicrous, but if you're really in trouble, perhaps I could help out.
Can you sing, Mr. Septimus?
Well, I'm more of a baritone than a tenor. In fact, I remember once I sang Old Man River so low, I nearly drowned myself.
Oh, oh my dear, I think it's a marvellous idea. What do you think, Harry?
Well, I don't know.
He's all very well, but has he any experience?
Well, yes, I have done the Maid of the Mountains.
Well, you know, I think we should take a chance.
All right, all right. After all, this is an emergency. Mr. Septimus, welcome to the Twinkle Doll.
Oh, thank you. I'm very honored.
What's up with Meredith? He looks a bit worried.
I was just thinking about something, that's all.
All right, Meredith, out with it. What's on your mind?
Well, it really doesn't matter.
Oh, come on, lad. If you've got something to say, say it.
Well,
come on, come on. What?
Well, I was just thinking.
Yes?
Well, hadn't we better go and fish old Headley out of the sea? We managed to reel him in with the help of a fisherman. Actually, he kept wanting to throw him back in. He was all right, but he couldn't sing because the salt water had rusted his pipes.
So, we opened with our new member, Mr. Septimus. There he was, completely without experience, untrained, nervous, and yet he walked out onto that stage and you should have heard him. He was diabolical.
Still, the show went on. That's what matters. We had a packed house on opening night, and they seemed to be enjoying it.
Thank you. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here they are, Bogglesome's favorite two in harmony, Meredith Frinton and Sally Tremaine.
You're very kind. Thank you. Tonight, Sally and I would like to sing a medley of our hit. A number which we had the pleasure of recording recently on our tape recorder.
Whoever could forget that holiday?
A weekend in Sussex for two.
Now on any seaside holiday, everything reminds me of you. To me, you're a stick of candy floss. You're a pebble on the shore.
You're a putting green. You're a weight machine.
A heart the butler calls.
To me, you're a plate of jellied eels. You're the donkeys in a row.
You're a china doll. You're a fal de rol. You're a punch and Judy show.
And when you're away from me, I'm lonely and forlorn.
I'm just like a lolly stick when all the ice lolly is gone.
To me, you're a hat with kiss me quick. You're a speedboat trip or two.
You're a bingo hall. You're a winkle stall, which means that I love you.
To me, you're the smell of that ozone.
You're a bunch of seaweed too.
You're a military band.
You're a bucket of sand, which means that I love.
Means that I love. Means that I love you.
Lovely. Oh, lovely. And now I'm going to be joined by our baritone, who at such short notice stepped right in with lovely Gwen Whittaker.
And we've got a lovely little comedy song all about the seaside. Thank you.
It's all going on here tonight.
Yes.
It's all going on here tonight.
The beaches in August are really a riot.
And it isn't that easy to find peace and quiet.
But I've just found the peace, now I hope she keeps quiet.
It's all going on here tonight. It's all going on here tonight.
Yes,
it's all going on here tonight.
The lifeguard is handsome and brave as can be.
He spends all his time saving girls from the sea.
Remind me to ask him to save one for me.
It's all going on here tonight. It's all going on here tonight. Yes, it's all going on here tonight.
The hotel we stay at is always the same.
A young couple arrived and it was such a shame.
Cause believe it or not, Smith was really their name. It's all going on here tonight.
Oh yes. It's all going on here tonight.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is to remind you that there'll be a complete change of programme on Thursday. So until we meet again, all the boys and girls want to say...
It's time for us to say goodbye now. Yes, the time has come for us to go.
Here, what's happening?
Rudy Pierce split it in half.
Never mind, keep going, keep going. The show must go on.
We've all brought some fun to each and every one, and let you light our little show. It's time to bring the curtain down now.
Here, we're afloat.
Keep going.
It's time to beat the walls
together.
Hey, we've done our heavy bed.
Well, nobody can say that didn't go down well. Here are four people who always go down well. The Fraser Hayes Four.
Deep in the night, I climb the stairway to the sea and pretend you are there beside me, so close beside me, watching the sea. I see a sail on the stairway to the sea, where the mist softly kissed two lovers, hiding from others, our love by the sea.
Why try to find a new love when your voice keeps calling me? I'm just a lonely prisoner of the stairway to the sea.
And there you'll find me waiting for the day of your return.
But till a day how memories can burn.
This is my prayer upon the stairway to the sea, that you soon will be there before me, whispering adore me there by the sea.
Why try to find a new love when your voice keeps calling me? I'm just a lonely prisoner of the stairway to the sea.
Then you find me waiting for the day of your return.
Till that day our memories can burn. This is my prayer upon the stairway to the sea, that you soon will be there before me, whispering adore me there by the sea.
And so to the Kenneth Horne documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horne and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And this week, we present a close-up on holidays.
Well, now, first of all, let us consider France. Oh, here's an undoubtedly French-looking gentleman. Bonjour, monsieur. May we know your name, s'il vous plaît?
Stanley Birkinshaw.
Oh, so you're not French after all.
Please, sir, exercise some consideration. I mean, it's sufficiently difficult to sound all the S's in English, let alone asking for an additional French accent.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, apologies accepted.
Good. Now, tell us, sir, what do you do in Paris?
You ask a silly question, you'll get a silly answer. No, seriously, I'm concerned with a small business in the proximity of the Champs-Élysées. Selling souvenirs to visitors, sightseers, etc.
Oh, that's very interesting. What sort of souvenirs?
Well, you see, they're statues, replicas of the most famous landmarks and works of art associated with Paris. As it happens, with every purchase, I supply a free example of my workmanship, a scale model of Paris's most famous and impressive tower.
Oh, yes, you give those free, do you?
Oh, yes. Everyone receives an eyeful.
Now we're privileged to meet a remarkable old gentleman. Good evening to you, sir. Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. Thank you for asking.
Now, sir, I believe you've just returned from a holiday abroad.
Yes, that's true. I've been back a couple of weeks now.
Now, what sort of holiday was it?
I was mountain climbing in Switzerland, you know, nipping up and down the glaciers, you know.
But surely that's a very dangerous pursuit.
Oh, yes, you've got to watch your step, otherwise you can be right up the crevasse without an ice pick.
Sure you may be, yes, sir. Now tell us, sir, do you go on these expeditions alone?
Oh, no, good gracious, no. I took a lady friend along with me.
A lady? What's your experience?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, indeed. She wasn't bad climbing either. In fact, she saved my life. We just got to the top of this peak, and we... Oh, you'll have to excuse me now. I must dash off.
Well, what's the matter?
I've just remembered something.
What's that?
I left her up there.
Now we turn to our panel of experts in Hornorama who are waiting to discuss a random question on this week's topic. Top of the table, the Flying Scotsman himself, Wright Hobbitson.
Good evening. Flying Scotsman is right. The wind caught me kilt and up I went.
Next, our singing star whose latest record hasn't exactly been released. It escaped. Ricky Livid.
Hello, Nat. And I want to tell you how much I enjoy your granddaughter's records.
My granddaughter?
Yeah, Lena Horne.
Oh, I'm sorry, no, I have nothing to do with Lena.
No, come to think of it, you're fatter, ain't you?
All right, now, here she is right now, our belladonna of the baking dish, Fanny Haddock.
Hello again. And if you're wondering what to do with the leftovers, remember, one man's meat is another man's rissoles.
Lastly, the man with his hand on the plough and his eye on the milkmaid. I hope I've got that the right way round. Arthur Fallowfield.
Well, you know, this week I decided to spruce up the outside of my farmhouse, and I must say I made a very good job of my front side, but I did rather fall down on...
Thank you, Arthur. That's our panel, and so to this week's question, which comes from...
Freddie Fippington Flop.
Flop? Flop, I know that name. Aren't your parents stonemasons in Gravesend?
Yes, that's right. I'm one of the monumental flops. And my question is simply this. Where would members of the panel like to spend their holidays?
Thank you, sir. Well, now, Rife Hobbison.
Well, I don't know, really. There's a lot to be said, of course, for my own country, but if it's a question of going abroad, I should probably choose England.
Yes, well, it can be very nice there, of course, once you get used to the quaint old customs, like putting sugar on porridge. But what about France?
Well, I haven't been to France since the war. As a matter of fact, I had a very nasty experience on one of the French landings.
What was that?
The girl's father came out and belted me once.
Now then, Ricky Livid.
This is a question I think I can answer. Like, sort of ties up with my latest recording, which is all about travel and that.
What's it called?
It's entitled "I've Been Practically Everywhere, Man." Except in Stonewold, Morton in the Marsh, Steeple Bumpstead, and all stations north.
But where would you go on holiday?
I don't mind where I go. Like, I just go, man, go and all that. And see, it's like this, man.
Stop calling me a man.
Sorry, madam. Well, see, my agent's only got to say we're off again, and I can't wait to get out the suitcases and trunks and that.
Why?
I like the packing.
Now then, Fanny Haddock.
Well, of course, Johnny and I always like to go to the right place for the right thing. Hamburg. Oh, indeed we do. Hamburg. Oh, I'm so glad you're with me. Hamburg for the hamburgers, Brussels for the sprouts, Vienna for the steaks, Cannes for the baked beans, Greece, my dears, for the fish and chips, Stockholm for the stock, Greenland for the green.
Where'd you end up?
Windermere.
Now, finally, let's hear from you, Palafield.
Well, I think the answer, Larry, is in the soil. I mean, wherever you go, there's nothing like good old English dirt. I mean, good, honest, clean dirt. The countryside can offer you any sort of holiday. Lovely walks, cricket, social activities, sewing, needlework, and so on. And, of course, there's always something going on in our local village hall. Only last week they had a cider drinking competition.
Were you there?
Oh, yes, I popped in. They didn't have very much time. In fact, after two or three pints, I just had to go. Well, I mean...
Well, that's all for this week. For next week's program, there'll be an excerpt from the new film starring Bing Crosby and called The Michael Holiday Story. So until next week at the same time, this is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought from a listener. If you shot the statue outside New York, would it be a dead liberty?
You have either been listening to or have just missed Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show in which you heard Kenneth Horne, not to mention Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, the Fraser Hayes Four, Eileen Gourlay, and the BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Paul Fennelly. Eric Menneman wrote the script and lyrics, Eddie Braden the music, and the show is produced by John Simmons.